Rashi says, Eilish Mais B'nai Yisroel. Rashi says, Afal Pisha Minna'on B'chayayim B'shmoysan. Even though he counted them B'chayayim B'shmoysan, Chazar Minna'on B'misos. Counted them again B'misos. We counted them earlier in the Sefer Bereishis. Now he's counting them again. Afal Pisha Minna'on B'shmoysan. Counted them. He doesn't say just counted them. B'shmoysan with their names. There's this emphasis of B'shmoysan. So then also Mina'on again b'misasa Lohaydi achibasam. How is Mina'on b'shmoysan Lohaydi achibasam? We have to see. But it's coming Lohaydi achibasam Shenim shalul kachav. And it's the worst. This is supposed to become clear to us that how this is chibasam, and we have to arrive at an understanding of this from this dimyon. Shenim shalul kachavim. Like what you find by Kechavim Shemaitzion Umachnison Bemisper Ubishmoisim. Shenemar Hamoitzi Bemisper Tzvom Lekulam Beshem Yikra. Okay, Hamoitzi Bemisper, counting them, knowing each one, Kulam Beshem Yikra. So there's a special emphasis over here on the Kulam Beshem Yikra. That's why this is a very important part of this whole Cheshbon. Monon Bishmoisim, Kulam Beshem Yikra. The Makar is Lechayr from a Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, Aleph Gimel, the Eile Shmoiz B'nei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayma, Yaakov Ubanav Ishu Beisoy Bo. So the Medrash, Shkulin Hein Yisrael, Kitzvo HaShamayim. The Klal Yisrael, Ishokul, Kitzvo HaShamayim. Like the Kechavim, Nemar Kan Shmoiz, and Nemar B'Kechavim Shemoiz. Shemar Moina Misper L'Kechavim, L'Kulam, Shemoiz Yikra. Hafa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kishi Yordu, what does that mean? Shmoyz Moina Mispit, right? Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishe Yardu Yisrael Mitzrayim Mona Misparam Kama Hayu Ulufisha Hei Meshulim L'Kechavim, and because they're Moshul K'Kechavim Kara Shemoyz L'Kulam. So this Moshul K'Kechavim is not just, yeah, we find the same thing. That's Ulufi Kara Shemoyz L'Kulam. I mean, they're Meshulim L'Kechavim. So the Moshul K'Kechavim tells us something intrinsic, some integral Yisoid as to what is the, what's the nature of Klal Yisrael? So what's the Sheamus? What's the Chshivus of Sheamus? What's the Dimyon to Kechav? Another Inyan, which is also interesting, is a Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rav Yonis and Rami, Rav Yonis and Astastira, Tupsuki. V'hoya Misper B'nei Yisrael Kechel Hayom. What does that imply? Kechel Hayom. There's a lot of sand out there, but it's finite, right? There is a misper. It's a definite misper. Haya misper b'nei Yisrael kechol hayom uksiv, and it also says asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, which is immeasurable. It's infinite, right? Lo yimad v'lo yisofer. So which is it? Is Klal Yisrael finite or is Klal Yisrael infinite? Kechol hayom, it's a whole lot, but there's a, it's a sum. It has a limit, right? Asher lo yimad means it's uncountable. Chazal asked that as a steer. What does the Gemara answer? Kan bizman she Yisrael oisin retzayne shel mokoyim. Kan bizman she eineis Yisrael oisin retzayne shel mokoyim. When it's eineis retzayne shel mokoyim, so there's a lot of them, but there's a limit. They're limited. That's kechel hayom. When they're oisin retzayne shel mokoyim, so then it's unlimited. Sheloyim. Can't be counted. Very good. So I have two psukim. The pasuk that says that there's a minyan is talking about where the ain retzayin retzayin shel makom. The pasuk that says that there's no minyan is talking about that there is. Now let me read you the two psukim. The two psukim read like this: V'hoya misper bnei Yisrael kechel hayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer. It's one pasuk. The misper of Klal Yisrael will be kechel hayom. Asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer. So, how you teaching the puzzle? It's all one thing. It's kechel hayom. Asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer. If it's lo yimad v'lo yisofer, it's not kechel hayom. If it's kechel hayom, it's not. So how can you tell me if a two psukim? This one's talking about isem retzayin shel malkum. This one's talking about ein isem retzayin shel malkum. That I get. But it's all one puzzle. If it's all one puzzle, what is it? Okacha okacha. The sad. What's the time? So nechdu sharim sefer aschus is ma'ayridus. What we're going to say is basically what he says, but in order to understand it, we need a few simple hakdamas. Just simple meaning that it's poshet that these things are true. There's no, it's a chiddush maybe that we might not be aware of them, but the fact that it is so is not a chiddush. It's accepted in Sfarim all over the place. Now, there are different levels of creation. There's different levels of the world. Right? If you start from the top to the bottom, the whole world, right, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't have to do anything. The Etzem Ratzon of the Eibishter, or an Amir, which is a Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that makes a creation. It's created, it's not he made it, and it directly is here. It was done, there's levels. There's levels. There's Olamos, is what I called it in the Lashon of the Chazal. There's Olamos. There's a Ruchni, for example, we mentioned a number of times, the Ramban says that the Torah, right? The whole Torah is Tzirufei Shemes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do we know what they are? No clue. Right? No clue. But the fact that there is such a thing, what does that mean? What does that mean? There's no two Torahs. What does that mean? It's Tzirufei Shemes by us. That means, or we have the idea that we have that there's an element of Torah that's called Pshat, and we skip to the Hatam, and there's something called Sight. And there's something called Sight. How do we relate to that? There's two levels. The Eibishter, Mitzad the Ribbono Shel Olam, the whole idea of physicality of a physical world is limitations. Is a gvul, right? Something that's not physical. Measurements are in a physical world. You're measuring, you're quantifying something, right? You're measuring something. Time, right? That's why Ribbono Shel Olam Elashanim Ki Yamesmal, there's no concept of time. Why? Because time is also a constraint. Time is also something that limits. The idea of limitations is an idea, a concept that exists akvarak in the physical world. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make this whole physical world with all these constraints? Because the Tachlis Abriya was for the person to come and have nisyanus and see other than really what he should, the possibility of doing chas v'shalom not toiv, and to be beicher b'toiv, and to be zeicher to the schar to elav haba, to be miskarv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, etc., etc., etc. Derech Hashem, das tfunus nefesh achayim, pick where you want. Right? It's all there. It's all there. That's the tachlis. That tachlis entailed for this boser v'dom who is offer min ha'adama. There's a vayipach. He has the ruchnis dike aspect, but there has to be the physical dimension for him to function, to have the nisyanus, what to pick. But all the nisyanus there are just that, to give him the nisyanus for the person to be nisgaber on those nisyanus and to pick. Now, what does that mean? But it didn't go straight there. There is a ruchnis dike oilam from which he says a zog, the nefesh achayim, and mustam it's mavusis and zayars. That every olam, the olam is olayim. Every like number one, it goes 1, 2, 3. Number one is on a higher ruchniyistic level than number two. Number one is the neshama, for which number two is the guf. Number two is the neshama, for which number three is the guf. Number three is the neshama, for which number four is the guf. What does that mean? Each one is more megushin than the other. Right? And kloppy number four, number three's ruchni is the content is viewed keilu as the power of that. And that's how it gets down until here we are, we get to the bottom of the totem pole, where you got the whole physicality kicking in. But what does that mean? At the same time, the other worlds exist, the other levels of ruchnias of the Bria exist. We're here, they're sosum, they're hidden from us, but they're there, they exist. It's not they become. You can be when I if we say someone goes to a level that he's mufka from that. What does that mean? Nothing new was created over here, right? Something that's nistam, that's something over here that's beside and nelam in this world, right? Becomes revealed to you. You now become in such a mind. You now have access, right? You have your access key to that world, right? You have your access key to that world. Okay, that's just the yisayin. You see this in a lot of places. There's two different things going on. For example, I just gave you the one, the Seamus, that there's the side of Torah and there's not the side of Torah. You have different times where you have Giluyim of the Hafka of the physical world. Where would you expect to find it? In the place of the biggest Kedusha. Right? There I would expect to find, if anywhere in the world, I would expect to find the place of biggest Kedusha, that there are exceptions to the physicality of the world. And there you have a Gilui b'midas matah, that Olam Haruchni. What's the holiest place of the holiest place of the holiest place? Kodesh Kadoshim. What's in the Kodesh Kadoshim? One thing, the Aron Kodesh. How much space did the Aron Kodesh take up? None. What does that mean? How did it take up? None. Because that's a gilui of that world. That's a gilui of the place where it's mufka, it's devoid of any physical dimensions. You had a musig in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim that you don't have any place else. Also, more Kodesh coming from that. They came to the Beis Mikdash, it's crowded like anything. Oimdim tzfufim, umishtachvim revachim. What does that mean? If it's oimdim tzfufim, there's no room. There's no room. All of a sudden there became. When you're mishtachvim to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a place that's Kaddish, so then, access key, it opens up. Oh, no constraints of space over here. In this ruchniyazdika level, there are no constraints of space. No constraints of space, and just adding parenthetically what's going to be in the guest, there's no constraints of number either. Right? For example, it's a Furshah Gemara Kimat about Klal Yisrael. It says, it's about Eretz Tzvi. The Gemara says like this. Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Tzvi. So, Eretz Tzvi. So he says, what does it mean, Chazal? The tzvi, the bones are the very big bones, and the skin is not so much, and it pushes out, it always bulges out because it's too much, but somehow it's all stuffed in, all of that can fit in there. Matzvi ein oyre machzik es besoroi afer etz Yisrael bizman she yoishvin ola ravcha u bizman she ein yoishvin ola gamde. It stretches, it's expandomatics. When Klal Yisrael comes in, Eretz Yisrael expands. What does that mean? Same thing. When you have a level of Kedusha, when Klal Yisrael is there, where it's supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, I'm doing tzufim, mishtachim and revachim. There's no constraints, because there exists. It's not a new hischachis. It's a gilui of that world that's there all the time. These analogies seep through in certain places. Okay. So now let's go. Now we can go with those haktamas. We can go and touch up. And touch on what's going on. What's pshat in the first medrash? In Rashi and the medrash that we mentioned, that kulam b'sheimus yikr. What's the chshivus of sheimus? What's the thing of chema? The medrash called koychavim tzvo hashamayim. Tzvo hashamayim. Tzvo literally is the army, right? The servers of the thing. Every person. What is a sheimus? That you all know. That sheimus is not just. It's not just hey Joe was a way to call the guy, right? When it goes, the Sheamus, when we're talking about Sheamus, the Sheamus touches up the essence of the Kayach of the Mensch, what defines this person. Now, what defines a person isn't what he looks like. What defines a person is what the Kayachas of Nefesh are of this person, because the Ikar of the person is the Nefesh. So, the Sheamus that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sheamus Ikar that he called, defines what their Tafkid is, what's your Kayachas. So, if you have Tzva HaShamayim, the Medrash refers to the Kayachav, we'll start with the Kayachav. Every Kayachav has its Tafkid. We don't. I'm not an astronomer. I have no idea what each keichav does, what the role of each thing. Right? But the keichavim in Chazal with the keichas and spheres and all these things, the keichavim play a very important part. Each keichav has its takulam sheima is yikra, means each one has its unique tafkid, and that's the chvivas. Chaim uses this. Chaim Ruska uses this for. Halacha legabi gneiva, the difference between gneiva and mazik, that's not negeyami. But just a very simple thing, if there's a certain stamp or a coin, right? If there's a certain stamp or a coin, and there are two of them, five of them, ten of them in the world, yeah, they're worth a lot of money. They're worth a lot of money. They're yoker, right? They're very, very, very expensive. What about if there's only one? If there's only one that nothing can compare to it, that's Choshev should be choshev. That's yoker. Yoker should be yoker. Every keichav has its tafkid. Kulam, all of them. Sheima is yikra. Everyone has its tafkid. Everyone has its keichas. Its keichas what it's supposed to do. What's it supposed to do? That's the chavivus. The Shem connotes the chavivus because each one has its own unique tafkid. Each one's own unique tafkid makes it chaviv. Now, if you have something with each unique tafkid, makes it chaviv. What's the tait that mina misper kechaviv in the beginning? Kulam shemus yikra. Even b'knisosim, he by kechaviv first. Why? Because you want to see at the end. Okay, this had this unique tafkid, right? Each one is a ben yochid, each kechav, right? That this ben yochid is it still intact, right? Did this ben yochid do it? On the one hand, did it do its job? Did it do its job? And I want to make sure I still have this person, this koichav, to do the job the next time around. Because this is my one in a million coin, one coin in the world. There's nothing else like it. Each one. That's the Sheimei Sikra. That's the Chavivas. That's tzva hashamayim. If each one is a tzva, every person has a tafkid. You have to do this, and each one carries out something that the other one cannot do. That's the dimyan teklal Yisrael. Kulam shemayis yikra shmayis bnei Yisrael. It's whether it's the shvatim and whether later on it becomes the shishim ribay the lo yisofer business. Shmayis bnei Yisrael. Shmayis bnei Yisrael is what every person in klal Yisrael has his tafkid, and the tafkid that one has is loy harei, is achad b'dayr, and the tafkid that the other has, he's achad b'dayr. Every person has to be marbik for shemayim. Every person to be marbik for shemayim was given a set of nisyanis. Nothing seemingly bad, nothing that could even be remotely perceived as bad, would be given to a person by the Rabbeinu Shalom as kulay taiv if it wasn't given to you for the purpose of taiv. It wasn't given to you for the purpose of just serving as a hechetimtza for your ribuy of kvetch and mine. Every person has his own set of nisyanis. Every person, this one it's laziness, this one it's taivus this one it's this, this one it's that. Everyone has his thing. And why? Because everyone's, in different measures, everyone's ribuy of kvetch and mine is kafihis. If you do what the Rabbeinu Shalom Mitzavah, Torah, Mitzvahs, the way you're supposed to, Lamrot, despite of all of these things, that's your unique Kvod Shamayim. Each person is different than the other one. When he counted the Shvatim, the Eibishter counted the Shvatim before, when he took them out, what does that mean? Reuven has a Tafkid of Reuven, Shimon has a Tafkid of Shimon. Now when he's bringing them back after the Misa, okay, Reuven, let's see, how did you do this Tafkid? Measure the Tafkid of Reuven. What did Reuven do? What did Shimon do? Reuven's tafkid is not the tafkid of Shimon. Shimon's tafkid is not the tafkid of Reuven. That's what you do. That's the taich. Now, there's a very interesting thing happens. That's all the hakdamas. This is what the Chidush HaRim now says. We had the question. His problem was it's the same pasuk, right? He said, "Vayik echola yom asher lo yiman v'lo yisofer." So which one is it? And the Gemara says, "Kam bezman she'ayisem mitzayin shalvakum." Kam bezman she'ayisem mitzayin shalvakum. So it's two different things. He says no. In Klal Yisrael, there's a thing called Knesset Yisrael. It's called Yisrael Saba and Svarim, whatever you want to call it. Again, things that we don't have a shaykhus to and don't understand. But given the Hakdama that there are Olamas above ours, where you don't have the constrictions, they're not by physical limitations. So we can understand a simple thing. By the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Yochid. Everything the Rabbeinu Shalom, the whole Bria, when the Rabbeinu Shalom Ki'ilu looks at the Bria, it's not pieces and pieces and pieces. It's one miksha achas. Everything comprises one thing, right? We, by virtue of that we're physical people, so we have a difficulty in viewing. First of all, we have a difficulty in making ourselves part of a klal. And second of all, we have a difficulty of viewing ourselves as just a cog in a klal, a part of a thing. We tend to look at ourselves more as an individual. That's a pirud, which comes beikr from the physical world, from the fact that we're here. So now. But what's the tafkid? Every person does has his chiyuvei mitzvahs, his unique shame, his tafkid, what he's supposed to do. Every person, you have to be mekayim this, you have to be mekayim that. But the trick is, when every person in Klal Yisrael is mekayim their tachlis, what does the Eibishter do? When every person in Klal Yisrael is mekayim their tachlis, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives you the paski. It opens up to the higher level of Knesset Yisrael. In that level, there's no constrictions. There's no physical constrictions. The idea, that's what it means. When you start with Einais and Ritzayin Yishol Mokam, so there's a limit. It's a lot, but it's Kechayil Hayom, right? It's Kechayil Hayom. But if you take it and you're Eisei Ritzayin Yishol Mokam, and each person is Mekayim Tayre, Davin's Bechol Koyche, is Mekayim Tayre U'mitzvahs, Kefi his own personal Nisyanis, and Marbek V'chamayim, then if the shleimus of the ribuy of Kvod Shamayim, that everybody has their own different Kvod Shamayim, that's the kaleidoscope, which put together is one chefs of Klal Yisrael, where the diversity is the godless and the chshivus of the whole thing, then you're nis'ala to a level where it becomes open to you, the ruchnias dikar level, with no constrictions. Then there's no mispar. You defy the mispar. It starts al taka with that. But it's a different case. With every person becoming Mekayim is Tachlis, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam makes it up there where you see what it really is? It's all one. You have one machine, right? One thing called Yisrael Saba, called Knesset Yisrael, where every single part of it is functioning as it's supposed to. It's supposed to. Everything is working harmoniously as one entity. If it took it where it's all this ichud and it took it up to this ruchniyistika level, then it's no longer subject to physical limitations. Minyan, counting something, is a physical limitation, right? It says if there's 10, that means there's no more than 10. It means there's no less than 10 either. But it means there's 10. Right? It means there's 10. That's all it is. That's all it is. So then that's you suffer in this physical world. And that's the way it's meant to be in this world for whatever the Tachlis HaBriyah was. If you're a kind of Tachlis HaBriyah and everyone does what they're supposed to and it becomes one, so then you're Nisala, you become elevated and open to that place where there's no physical constraints, so then it's Asher Laisa, Layad Layiman Laisa. After seeing this, I became aware, I looked and I saw, I think it's a Mefurish HaSipurna. In our parsha, no, last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu gave brachas to the Shvatim. And at the end, there's a very interesting pasuk. Ish asher ki birchosai birach oisam. So the Chayyavit should have said, Ish asher ki birchosai birach oisai. Right? Each person, he gave their individual brach. What does it say, birach oisam? Such a good kasha, Rashi was bothered by it. Rashi says, even though he gave me yuchat and kebrachas to all of the Shvatim, like maybe a concentrated brachas to all of the Shvatim, but lamaisi, everybody got everything. To a lesser degree, but everybody got everything. So the Birach Oysom is telling you that all these things also, he gave Oysom as a klal, he gave it to all of them as well. Azezok Rashi. But what does the Sipurna say? The Sipurna says this Lashon. L'chol Echad Mehem, what is Oysom? He's touching, what does it mean, Oysom? L'chol Echad Mehem Nosan Brocha Tzricha Loi B'yichu. He gave each one of them the Brocha which they specifically needed. Kigoy. L'Yehuda, the bracha he gave to Yehuda was something which is needed be'inyan hamalchus. Is be'inyan hamalchus. Yisachar, the bracha that he gave to Yisachar is be'inyan ha'toyra. We know Yisachar's ruler, right? Levi, be'inyan ho'avoida. Okay, each one, each shevet, the each asher kibrachas birach oisam means he gave each one kefi what they were, what they needed. Right, Yehuda als melech needs certain things. That's his bracha for Yehuda. Levi als avoda needs certain things. That's his bracha for Levi. Yisachar als chayra needs certain things. That's his bracha for Yisachar. So what's the oisam? You're coming to teach up. What's the oisam? What's the oisam? What's the oisam? What's he saying? So here's what it says. Be'etzem, what did he say? Yehuda needs it for melucha. Who's he melech on? Everybody else, right? Levi did Avodah. Who did Levi do Avodah for? Everybody else. Yisachar is meant to be the paragon of Torah. For whom? For Zvul, for Klal Yisrael. Right? For Klal Yisrael it comes from Yisachar Chabar Goram, the Oil of Torah. Every single one of them. It's all for the Klal. What does that mean? Each person has, each Shevet has its Tchuna, its Kaiches, its Tafkid, what it's going to do. The Bracha was for you to fulfill your Tafkid. You'll fulfill your Tafkid. I give you what you need. The Baruch Hashem gives him what he needs. For this one to fulfill his tafkid, and it's true by every yachid, the Eibishter gives every person what they need. But it's not as in. But what happens when everyone fulfills that tafkid? What do you have? The whole entity becomes one entity. It becomes a birach oisam. It's really an oisam, because the bracha is your function. When you do that, you are an individual here, and that's your specific thing. But then you become part of a whole. And therefore, because something has to function in this whole as Malchus. Yehuda developed in this world as an individual shevet of Yehuda, this kaychas of Malchus. Yehuda therefore can function as part of this whole thing. So when you have the whole puzzle piece together, that's the ribui of Kvod Shamayim. That's what the Tachlis HaBriyah becomes, one cheftza of Klal Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. Right? That's the tachlis of the whole thing. That's what you see in the Sipurna, this idea. So that means every person has their own kaiches. Now, people have this yainus. There's another, I'll finish one chazal, a Medrash Rabbah, says like this, Eilish Mois B'nei Yisroel. The Medrash Darsh is very interesting Medrash, because I had to look at. The Shemus, it goes through the Shemus of all the Shvatim, so when they were born, you know, back in Vayetze, when they're born, so then each one has its name. The names were given, kafi, what it says there. The Medrash over here, Darshan's, each one of their names copy something to do with the Geula. Something to do with the Geula. The Medrash goes like this: Elishmais bnei Yisrael al shem Geulas Yisrael nitzkerukam. Reuven shenemar Ra'oi Ra'isi es oniyami. Shimon al shem vayishmel ekimis nakosam. Levi al shem shenischaber lakodesh baruch hu milave letzarosam mitechasnel lekayim ashenemar imay anechi b'tzara. Yehuda al shem shahaydu lakodesh baruch hu. And don't worry, I'm not going to go through all of that. Right? But it goes on. You don't have to believe me. You'll look it up. It goes through all the shvatim like that. Now, Frek Shvasemes, where does it say this? It would have been appropriate to say this when it's talking about the Geula. The Geula was, you had all these Shvatim came out, the Shevet of Shimon, all these things. It's telling you all the drushes that are referring to the Geula when they're going to go. This is Haboy Mitzrayim, right? It's when they came, not when they're going out. It's not when they're going out. Should have said this, Begeulas Mitzrayim, not when they came for the Tchilas Hashibur. So in the Sefer Likutei Harim, it brings B'Shem the Rishimus of the Svasemus of what he wrote down from the Chedushei Harim. This is Loshem. Ulezois bo hakosuv lahag Svasemus B'Shem Chedushei Harim. Lezois bo hakosuv lahagid ki ikur mechuvan hagolus hoyarak kidei lezakikom kikura barzel. The whole tachlis of the we look at it. We've spoken about this, that there's a golus, and then the Rebbeinu Shlom extricated us from the golus. It goes the other way around. The golus was to purify Klal Yisrael, that they have to endure the golus to become purified and to have the geula. The golus was for the geula, not the geula was from the golus. The golus was for the geula. The zeis ba'kosav lahakin ikir mechuvan hagolus urak de lezakechom kibkur abarzu sheyiu acher kach mezukokim shivasai veloy sheyia mechuvan hagolus atzmoi chas v'shol ulekach ve'eis yiridosam lemitzrayim monam. He counted them then lahamid kol shevet v'shevet al inyonai, that each shevet when they were going into golus, it darshan to tell him, this is your role in the golus, in the geula. This is your role in the geula. The golus you're going to is for to become purified and come out with the geula. How? Each one is given its thing. Your tachlis is lehoydeis. This one is this. All these things are darshaned over there. ולקח בייס ירידוסם למצרים מנועם להמיד כל שבט ושבט על עניוני וזה שאומר המדרש על שם גאולוסם נקרו שהשם היש הנזכורם כאן הם להמיד כל אחד על מקוימי ושצורך לסכן עניוני. You have to work on your things. This is what you have to work on this. Yeah. And in the shame of the etzem tachlis of the shevet, of what it is merumas geula al yedei inyan hamiyuchad loy. Okay, that's brings what we said before, but made very relevant. Every person has a kechas and nefesh. Every person has a tachlis to be marbik for Shemayim, and everybody can. Because if you couldn't, the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't have put you here. So if you are, you can. Every person has their nesiyanis, but it's a way of looking at nesiyanis. There's no I can't. Right? If nesiyanis, I can't means the nesiyanis are something by themselves, and the nesiyanis came and I'm stuck. Right, you have to know that the keiches hanefesh, the tait of Klal Yisrael of the shvatim coming in, when they came to the golus already, they had that keiches hanefesh. You are given this golus to work on, to purify, and to be mashlim that keiches hanefesh through the nesiyanis that you have. Through the nesiyanis that you have, that's the thing. A person is given an opportunity. So you're tired. A person has tirdus. A working person has teared this, and I'm too tired to learn today. I'm too tired to this. I'm too tired to that. Oh, because why are you have this matzah? Because to be, I mean, okay, a person wants to generally be sick. But a person normally, why do you have this thing, nisyanis? Because that's part of your nisyanis and your ruchnis dike genetic makeup to be misgaber on those nisyanis. To be misgaber on those nisyanis and to be mashlim what you could do. And what can you do? You can do. You're a chad b'dayri. Every one of us is a chad b'dayri. Trouble is we don't know what. Right? But every one of us, lemaisa, is a chad b'dayri. And that chad b'dayri is a necessary part in that whole which is considered Klal Yisrael, to get to the level where you have beyond the gashmis, the constraints. That's a necessary part. So every person has that achrayus. Every person has the kayach. You have the kayach. It's a nechama. You have the kayach to do tremendous things. To be marbik for Shemayim. Torah mitzvahs, to be mekayimit in the ultimate way, no matter what, through any nisyanis that you have. and you're given those kaichas before the nisyanis, and the nisyanis are for those kaichas to develop. But you have to know that you have these kaichas and put all your effort into developing them. Job.